Good afternoon, guys. I'm Joe. In this program, we are going to make sense of why workout music helps. As a matter of fact, I go to a gym every 2 days, and I find myself cannot exercise without music. Now, let's find out the answer together. Workout music. Why do we like to listen to tunes when we exercise?Psychologist Tom Stanford researches for answers within our brains, not the muscles we are exercising. Perhaps you have a favorite playlist for going to the gym or the park. Even if you haven't, you're certain to have seen joggers running along with headphones in their ears. Lots of us love to exercise to music, feeling like it helps to reduce effort and increase endurance. As a psychologist, the interesting thing for me is not just whether music helps when exercising, but how it helps.One thing is certain, the answer lies within our brains, not the muscles we are exercising. The benefit of thinking about movement can account for over half of the benefit of practice. So asking people to carry out an imaginary practice allows us to see the benefit of just thinking about movement and separates this from the benefit of making it. Imaginary practice helps because it increases the strength of the signal sent from the movement areas of the brain to the muscles. Using electrodes, you can record the size of the signal and demonstrate that after imaginary practice, people are able to send a stronger, more coherent signal to the muscles. These signals to move the muscles start in an area of the brain called, unsurprisingly, the motor cortex. It's in the middle near the top.Part of this motor area is known as the supplementary motor cortex. Originally thought to be involved in more complex movements, this area has since been shown to be particularly active at the point we are planning to make a movement, and especially crucial for the timing of these actions. So, this specific part of the brain does a very important job during exercise. It is responsible for deciding exactly when to act.Once you've realized that a vital part of the most sporting performance is not just how fast or how strong you can move, but the effort of deciding when to move, then you can begin to appreciate why music might be so helpful. The benefits of music are largest for self-paced exercise, in other words, those sports where some of the work involved is in deciding when to act, as well as how to act. This means all paced exercises like rolling or running,rather than unpaced exercises like judo or football. My speculation is that music helps us perform by taking over a vital piece of task of moving. The rhythm travels in through our ears and down our auditory pathways to the supplementary motor area. There is joint forces with brain activity that is signaling when to move, helping us to keep pace by providing an external timing signal.Or to use a sporting metaphor, it not only helps us out of the starting blocks, but it helps to keep us going until we reach the line. Of course, there are lots of other reasons we might exercise to music. For example, a friend of mine who jogs told me, I started running to music so I didn't have to listen to my own labored breathing.He might well have started for that reason, but now I'll bet the reason of the music he listens to helps him keep pace through his run.As one song might have put it, music lets us get physical. And my imagination will feed my hungry heart. Leave me one thing.